starts at 1 o'clock. So another large group will come at 12 o'clock here.
Friends and neighbors gather on the court square of Harrisonburg, Virginia, a small town about 210 kilometers from Washington, D.C.
I'm here to stand with our Kurdish friends who are facing what I consider to be a very unjust charges against them.
These men were trying to provide for their families, and they've gotten in trouble for it, and it just seems kind of ironic to me. So I think we need to be here to support them.
The Kurdish defendants are Rashid Kambari, Amir Rashid, Fadhil Noroli, and Ahmed Abdullah. The four were granted asylum in the U.S. in the late 90s. After the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, the Kurds were swept up in a federal government anti-terrorism net. They were prosecuted for illegal money transferring to northern Iraq without business licenses. Rashid Kambari, who was one of the first Kurdish refugees to settle in Harrisonburg, was convicted in January.
There is a people back there, my parents. I have to support them. This kind of obligation for me and for all these people from there to help the people back home, either for food or medicine. During the war, their house been destroyed.
Residents banded together in their defense, saying that well-meaning immigrants were being made scapegoats.
It's wonderful that you're all here. It wouldn't be if you weren't, so thank you.
Christy Kramer, with her husband, who is an imam at the Islamic Center in Harrisonburg, helped drum up the support and form a committee called Standing With Our Neighbors.
The job wasn't in convincing people. It was simply in telling the story. And people's response has consistently been a response of outrage, of disbelief, of how could this happen, and then support naturally following.
Supporters, many of them strangers to the Kurds, have collected donations to pay for legal fees and a full-page newspaper ad signed by 700 residents. Some wrote op-eds in the town newspaper. Students at a local university made a documentary about the Kurdish residents, which played at a downtown theater. Ahmed Abdullah, who pleaded guilty in a hope for leniency, says it feels like a big family.
We are not alone in the city, and we are not alone in the United States. And actually, we're coming here for the freedom. Like they try to get me is free in the trial. I'm going to say I'm a member of this family in the city.
We are singing, singing for our lives.
While the sentencing trial is underway, residents gather outside the courthouse and wait hours for the rulings.
I'm out of the courtroom.
Kambari's worst fears, deportation to Iraq or a prison term, disappear. He and the fellow defendants received probation sentences of 1 to 3 years and some fines. It is a victorious moment for the supporters. Eileen Magruder, a Japanese-American physician, has been actively involved in the defense.
Really proud to be an American because the Kurdish people have told me that if they were in Iraq and this happened, that nobody would be able to stand up for them. And it is only because we live in a country that truly is a wonderful country that something like this would be possible, that we could speak out.
Yet an important issue still remains. John Brownlee is the U.S. Attorney of the Western District of Virginia. He notes that the defendants have sent overseas up to $2.5 million on behalf of many Kurdish families, including their own.
We're still not sure where all the money goes to. And so when it goes outside the banking system the way it was, that's what creates that danger. So, we're going to continue to try to shut these down.
Right now, what are the families to do? The families who were in good faith providing a service to help people now are not able to do that, and their own families remain in need.
Their high communion.
The supporters say they will continue to work together to urge the U.S. government to help establish working banking systems in Iraq so the Kurds can send money to their loved ones as many other immigrant communities do. Amy Katz, VOA News.